watching Jujutsu Kaisen or not?
I've been reading the manga. I haven't watched the show yet.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'll probably switch over to the manga. I just need something for, like, my lunches. So I've been watching the anime, and then I'm going to move over to the manga because I have that. I've got that viz.
Oh, everybody your Audacity recording.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after you recommended getting a Viz subscription, I also got a Viz subscription, and I'm like, this is great.
It's great. It's like, I don't know, it feels free compared to Netflix. It feels like it's just free.
Yeah.
To me. Because it's, what is it, $2 a month?
Something like that, yeah, it's not much.
So even if I don't read anything for 4 months and then I come back to it, it's still worth it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna start reading it. So how far are you?
I'm caught up.
How many chapters are there roughly?
Let me if you remember. Check, they're currently on chapter 144. Currently,
okay. So I guess it's probably like not that far ahead of the anime. It's like probably twice as far or something.
How many episodes of the anime are there?
24. There's a full season.
I feel like a lot's happened. I don't know. They might be
okay.
A couple seasons ahead, I think.
Yeah, with those battle anime, sometimes it's like a lot'll happen in the manga, and so that'll stretch out to like half a season. Like,
yeah.
Two chapters will stretch into half a season because so much happened in the manga.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It gets pretty dense at certain points, feels like.
Oh yeah,
but it's cool. I'm enjoying it.
That's cool. I've been enjoying it too. It's been so hard to find an anime that is like the only things I want are for it to be have an interesting premise, characters that are likable, at least a couple of them, and not be gross. Like no pervy character that has to like look
that's hard.
That's
or like
the worst.
All the ladies are comparing their chest size with each other. It's like that's as soon as I see that stuff, I'm like, okay, well, they didn't make this for me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like, it's so frustrating how much of a consistent trope that is, though. Where it's just like every show feels like it needs to have that in order to be a thing.
Somehow it wormed its way into being part of the formula, which is just like, who cares?
Right.
I don't want that. I just want to
watch
something.
Cool fights and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
character development.
Character development or cool camaraderie. Like, I love Haikyuu. Like, that one is great. And there's no fights in it.
Is that a sport one?
Volleyball one. It's the best sport one of all time.
I'll check it out. I think Hajime no Ippo is the best sports one of all time.
It's hard for me to put that one into sports because boxing, while a sport, is more of a fighting battle anime to me than a sports anime.
Mm.
But it's on the edge. It's on the edge. So yeah, I don't know. I might have to give it to you. But Haikyuu is.
I'll check both of those out. I've like seen Haikyuu and it keeps popping up and I'm like, that looks cool. And then I just haven't ever actually checked it out yet.
Here's my my girlfriend likes it. That's one thing. It's probably her favorite anime that she's ever seen because she just likes the characters and it's kind of funny and and it ends on these cliffhangers that you really want to know what happens next. But the other big thing about it is it taught me all of the rules of volleyball. And it taught them to me to such an extent that I went to my my cousin's daughter's volleyball meet, like a high school volleyball thing in Florida. Mm-hmm. And as I sat down, I was like, I wonder if I'm gonna know the rules because of Haikyuu. And then, just like right after I thought that, I was like, oh, they touched the ball three times. That should have been a foul, and the ref didn't catch it. And I was like, oh man. So I was like, oh, it really did
That's
teach
fantastic.
Me the rules.
I don't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I was ready to keep talking about anime, but
no, I'm ready to start the show. I just had an idea for a lightning thing that I had to write down.
Get Chris Woodard back in here. Did he leave?
He's here. But I don't know if we should have six of us.
Oh yeah. Well, then it'll just sound like a normal podcast, huh?
Yeah. But he's still in here. Bingo! Oh goodness. It's back.
Hey Pat.
What up?
Pat.
I'm gonna go how you doing, Patrick Miller?
Well, I have to pee again, unfortunately, so I'm gonna cut into your time here, Frank, but I'll be right back in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Using Frank's time for only the most productive.
I'll do that as well.
let me check my Google Maps. Maybe I don't need that long.
Where you headed?
The chiropractor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some chiropractic.
had this shoulder thing for like four years, and I'm really sick of it. I recently discovered that I completely forgot about an HSA that I had with Other Ocean.
Hey. Yeah.
And I looked, and there's just like $7,000 in this account.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the chiropractor until it's done. Yeah.
I got to see my chiropractor after this. His name is Bruce Wayne.
Boo.
These are the jokes.
What should I buy with my new riches? My chiropractor was like, oh, man, you can get like a mattress. Like, do I need a mattress? I don't know.
Get a gamer chair.
Yeah, for my back.
Yeah, what the ones that'll just wreck you.
All right, let me give you a more accurate time. I'm looking on Google Maps how long it takes to get there.
Where are you going?
Chiropractor.
Oh, man. Those are good, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
I haven't been to one, but I feel like I might go someday. Might as well, right?
That's okay, it really is like 30 minutes from now is about when I gotta go.
Well, when you have to sign off, just say bye and leave.
Okay.
Chiropractor.
I'll say I'm Frank Cifaldi, just out of nowhere, and then
we'll just grab it from that point where you said it right there.
Okay, I'm back.
But you gotta say it as a goodbye, like I'm Frank Cifaldi.
I'm Frank Cifaldi. Goodbye.
Yeah, it was a long one, but I think it was a really good one.
I think it had its peaks and valleys. We'll see. But it turns out that I don't know what makes a good show because everybody seems to have a different opinion than me after it's finished. So good.
Look, if you did know what made a good show, you'd be a lot more successful.
That's probably true.
Nah, I think most people don't know what's good. They just make the stuff. Kids out there have no filter. Yeah, I've watched a lot of YouTube videos and listened to a couple of podcasts somewhat recently. A lot of them don't have any idea. They just do it.
Tim, I just watched Tokyo Drifter finally, which I'd never seen, which is one of those Seijin Suzuki movies, and I'm kind of working through some of his earlier stuff because I've watched his whatever trilogy that has Zeigner Weiss and Kageruza and the other one.
Is that on Fandango?
Definitely thought you were talking about Tokyo Drift. I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be good.
My fast.
I got to get back to work, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
It's good to see you.
Have a good time at work.
I will. Bye-bye.
Congratulations on your career.
Having a career.
Congratulations on your video game development career.
Have you watched that Tokyo Drifter anytime recently?
Not recently. I remember watching it right around when it came out.
I think, this is a 1964.
What am I saying? I remember watching it right around 2008. Is what I meant to say.
It might have come out on the DVDs at that time. But yeah, that's all of his movies are really interesting and weird, but sometimes people talk about what makes, like, how would you translate a stage play to film and make it good? This guy wasn't translating a stage play to film, but you look at that thing and about half of it is just like, it might as well be a play. It's in a room that's dark black except for a spotlight on a person and then a red spotlight shining on a statue. Like, that rules. I don't know. And then all the lights turn on and everything's white, like blinding white. Just watch that again. It's on the Criterion.
I've got that Criterion. I believe it is in my they don't call it a list or a queue, they call it your library. It's in my library on my Criterion channel.
I've got Tokyo Drifter
and I've got Tokyo Story in there. I've seen Tokyo Story much more recently.
Something else you will appreciate about Tokyo Drifter is that there are two sequences in which very clearly the studio told the director, you must advertise this hairdryer. And those two moments are very amusing to look out for because they're done in such a screw you kind of way. They're just like completely outside of the narrative and so jarring in a specific way that I think it's very amusing. So check it out.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to probably watch again at some point.
Ash messaged me on Twitter, so I just reminded her to come to the Discord.
Cool.
Yeah. Man, I keep trying to buy a clean cartridge of Contra Hardcore, and it's impossible. I mean, it's not impossible, but like, so I had one from a long time ago. My original copy has the label kind of torn off the top, and so then somebody I know was getting rid of a bunch of games, so I bought one of theirs, and then it turned out that the printing was all blurry on the label. And so that one was, but I couldn't, you know, I didn't know that earlier. I couldn't tell in the photo. So that one wasn't great. And then it just, I sort of got like fixated on it. Like I really wanted to have a good copy of Contra Hardcore that just looked nice. And so the other day at a game store, I saw one and I was like, oh, it looks totally fine. Everything's good about this cartridge. I will just buy it. And I saw on the back that it was like the Made in Japan one, not the one that was the Majesco reissue or whatever. And then I brought it home and it was in like a little plastic seal thing. And there was something right underneath where the seal was, where like someone had put crazy glue on top of it or something. And so the top of the cartridge is all melted, but that wasn't visible through the plastic.
Cool.
So now I have three and none of them are any good. I mean, they're all fine. But you know what I mean? Frustrating.
They are bad. They're bad games.
Yeah, they're all bad.
You're not going to get that 9.8 CGC rating on any of them.
No, certainly not.
The CGC doesn't do games. Actually, they do, but it's a spinoff company called the VGA. So
yeah, but CGC sounds better. Yeah,
computer games company.
There you go. Computer games company.
One of the stickers on my laptop is the CGC 9.8.
That's pretty good.
And it says White Pages. So I have a very nice laptop.
You know, I need to get some water real quick. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, go do that.
I'm also going to get some water, by which I mean put this water that's in front of me inside of me.
To my mouth, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wet.
Yeah.
I've had a weird few days.
Yeah.
So the source code for NBA Jam leaked.
Ooh.
And I've been living in it for like 5 days. It's just been my life.
That, you showed us that Matthew Perry stat sheet.
I did. We now know how good of a basketball player Chandler is, thanks to the source code. But I've been searching for the ghost of Michael Jordan because he was famously cut from the game. And
who were on the Bulls? Was it? It was Pippen and Rodman,
No, this is before Rodman. We're in 93.
So Kukoc?
No, but he's in tournament edition, which is the following year. You want to keep going?
No.
It's Horace Grant.
Really?
Yeah, Horace Grant, the goggles guy.
I have distinct... I grew up in Chicago during that era. Like,
yeah.
And I also played the hell out of that game because every kid in Northwest Indiana had that fucking game if you had a Sega Genesis, right? I do not remember Horace Grant. I remember Scottie Pippen. I just remember Horace Grant. What's his name? Carl from the Utah Jazz. He was in that game too, wasn't he?
Yeah, Carl Malone.
And John
Stockton were the Jazz. And the Bulls was Jordan and Grant. And then in tournament edition, they added BJ Armstrong and Kukoc. Was Tony Kukoc, I think?
Yeah, Tony Kukoc.
Yeah. I wasn't in Chicago, but that's where my family's from. So I was also watching the Bulls at that time.
You should definitely watch The Last Dance.
Oh, I've watched The Last Dance. It was great.
Like if you are a kid that grew up in that area, like watching The Last Dance is like total nostalgia for your brain. That was a good documentary.
I watched the hell out of that. Yeah. But I watched it pirated. And one of the episodes that leaked, because it wasn't like you had to be on like ESPN or some shit at the time. This was before it was on Netflix. And one of the episodes that was on the torrent sites was actually like a rough draft of the sound mix. And I kind of wish I'd kept it because it was really terrible. like the sound mixing was just awful, and like all of the footage was different levels and things like that. And then like Dennis Rodman's video would come up and he'd be super quiet and you couldn't hear him. I hope someone archived janky Last Dance somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you saying that you hope someone saved that Last Dance?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll hear about it in 1 week.
Yeah. Pretty good. Well, I got my Sega CD working again. That's nice.
Mm.
And something funny about that is the main thing that tipped me off that my Sega CD was not working is I was playing the game Demolition Man, or trying to play, because I liked the soundtrack. And I noticed that the soundtrack was like, it would stop after 30 seconds. And I was like, oh no, this means my laser is gone. And then I tried some other games and they were also messed up, like music wasn't starting and stuff. I was like, okay,
I didn't realize that could happen.
This is a problem. And so I finally got it back. And then the first thing I put in was Demolition Man, and it stopped at 30 seconds and then restarted. And I was like, this is the same problem. It's not actually the same problem. It stopped and restarted. But it turns out that in addition to my Sega CD going bad, that game has an issue where on the first stage, the music restarts every 30 seconds. So that was a weird, I don't know.
That's a bad glitch.
Bit of a mind meld.
Brandon, do you watch the show Infinity Train?
No, I do not.
It feels like a show you would have very strong opinions on.
Well, what is it?
It's a cartoon. It's on HBO Max now. Every season follows a different protagonist. It's about a person who's trapped on an infinitely long train, and they have to kind of solve game design-y puzzles and learn things about themselves to get off of it. Mm. And it's got kind of a Student of Adventure Time vibe to it.
Yeah, as does everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Okay, I could give it a look.
Yeah.
I tried to watch that Infinity Train show, Jaffe.
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, I think it has neat ideas, but it is the dialogue and characters are extremely off-putting.
That is what I thought you would think.
Yes, it's for children in a way that I can't. It's like I can't imagine it being for adults. Is the problem, and it I have to be able to imagine that an adult could enjoy it, like with Adventure Time.
I think it gets there as it progresses, like Adventure Time does. But you would have to get over that initial hump, and I'm not asking you to. I just thought it would be something you would have a take on.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a show that I wish were better and would be so easy to make better. But I can also see that that is not what the showmakers desire, because the half of the 1-1 character, which is the worst character on the show, is played by the series creator. So clearly they're not going to I find it a little insulting when people write those kinds of jokes. It's like, just don't put jokes in if you're going to write those kinds of jokes.
Well, I will tell you that character basically disappears after season one.
Well, that's something. I'm nearly at the end. Like I wound up getting through it because I was waiting for a friend to join me on a call, and he didn't. And so in that time, I was able to watch 3 episodes because it's only 11 minutes.
Yeah, part of the interesting thing of the show is that basically the entire cast changes every season, but it's all set on that train.
Okay, well, that's something. Well, maybe I'll give season 2 a shot.
Yeah, I think that's the best one.
Okay. Okay, so here's my Mario question. So is Mario older, right? Mario is the older brother?
I don't think that there's any canonical answer to that. Oh. I don't actually have an answer for you.
Oh,
that was a thing to upset the listeners.
So I think what I was thinking about is when only one of them was born, then there was just a Super Mario brother.
No, he wasn't
a brother yet.
Unless there's a third that we don't know about.
Or what if there's a sister and we don't know about them?
That's true. Could be a sister too. Yeah.
Why haven't they given the Marios a sister yet?
Mario Kart DS specifically cites Luigi as Mario's younger brother.
Okay, nice.
And the Super Smash Brothers profiles do as well.
I bet it's going to turn out that the Gianna sisters are related to them.
Yeah, they are great.
I think the Gianna sisters are related to Wario, but not Mario.
Oh, yeah. How is Wario related to Mario? Are they not?
He's not.
Are they related at all? No?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Not related.
But they all look similar. So they're part of the same species.
That's just what they think white people look like.
Well, but
they're wrong, though. If you
get to that Mario Odyssey, they have regular human white people in there also. And you can see that Marios are a different species.
That's a weird fun thing about that game.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he's just a weird little goblin.
Yeah, it's a house.
Maybe
elf.
It just has to do with spending all that time in like wherever the Mushroom Kingdom is, and like clearly they have a different set of rules of gravity. So they could have affected his development in a different way.
Yeah, wahoo yippee!
Wahoo yippee!
I'm gonna play through that Mario Odyssey someday. Maybe I won't though.
Someday.
I liked it.
Yeah.
All right.
I was ready.
I'm going to get back to the show. How's that?
Let's do it. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ready.
I will now read our one review on archive.org.
I want to hear it.
It's from Jass of AG on December 19th, 2019. 5 stars. Subject, Dearly Missed. Great show with wonderful insight and banter. Sweet music choices during each episode intro and a wonderful entertaining format not seen in any other games podcast. Oh, and some really cool industry guests now and then, too. Looks like we're still delivering on all of that.
Mm-hmm. except for being sorely missed because we're back.
All right. Well, thanks, Jazz of AG. And if you want to send us more reviews on archive.org, figure out how to do that. I want to see them.
Yeah, someone did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be possible again. Yeah,
it could happen to you.
It would be fun if all the archive.org reviews riffed on the sorely missed.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We were on, but we're back.
We're back, baby.
We've been back for almost exactly a year now.
Yeah, it's been a good year for this show.
Yes, we haven't missed an episode. That's one thing about
it. We have not missed a single episode. We've had to record on Friday sometimes, but it always came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And we've had some mix-ups and shake-ups to go along with it. So
to say the least.
Yes. To say the most would take too long. So let us say the least.
All right.
Oh, Dropbox link. That works for us too.
Yeah, that will... It's not done uploading yet, but that's where it'll be eventually.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Fandango.
Don't do that.
Fine.
That's too much.
I'll never do it again. I promise.
We'll what, was he clipping again?
He's been clipping the whole show, but...
no problem then.
Didn't want to be a stickler.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out.
This Honcha de Spark game was published by Sieg. It's spelled like Sieg Heil.
Oh, that's not a good name.
It's pretty weird. I don't know. I don't know what they were going for with that, but it probably just means something innocuous.
I was
going to
say,
German.
It probably has meaning outside of Nazis.
But... Yes.
Yeah, it's a word.
Yeah, it's just a word. But okay, we're Americans, yeah. So we don't know about that stuff.
All right, this is episode 183 for file naming purposes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Somebody gifted me Rise Star for my birthday.
Oh, that's good. Have you not played it?
No, I haven't played it.
It's a little... Sieg means victory is what it is.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Ristar, I never knew how to pronounce it, but it's got a real...
Frank, you're Italian. How do you pronounce it?
Ristar!
Aristario. It's got a nice vibe to it. I like the little cute little voice samples and stuff that it's got, and it's got some decent music. But I was saying earlier that it feels like it should have been a 32X game, because... Somehow it feels like it's using more colors than it actually is. And it also feels like it's right on the cusp of being something, but it came out at the wrong time. Because, it came out in 95. And so it was supposed to be potentially a new franchise, but it came out at the end of the Genesis life cycle. Didn't really have a chance.
The end of the Genesis. It just didn't have a chance.
That's right.
On the cusp of the Exodus.
Genesis, and it ended.
It did. Those two things. It's a little difficult, I will say, for me anyway. It's not a super hangout game, but I think you'll enjoy it.
I did upload mine this time.
All right. Yeah, I'm working on uploading it. I'm sending it to Esper as we speak.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that when I get upstairs, because otherwise it's gonna take too long. Honk, honk. Well, I guess I'd better get out of here.
Yeah. Once again, Jim, thank you very much for coming. We had a nice time.
Yeah. We should have mentioned this on the show, but you were actually a requested guest.
Yeah.
Multiple times over. So.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who is that? Is that something that happens a lot?
It happens.
All the
it's
time.
Happened before.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There's
but
3,000 people on this list. You were number 2,000 something. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but I would say that you do get requested somewhat consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. So.
And now they can stop asking, because we did it.
We did it, okay?
Never again. No, we could have you on again if you want.
I would do that.
Sure. Yeah. Considering you copied our podcast format,
exactly,
you should be right at home.
You know the format, so might as well.
Yeah, jerk. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, mine's different because there's no buzzer. You just talk until the conversation peters out.
Oh,
yeah, that is very different.
That's quite different, yeah.
Okay. We'll you're off the hook.
Yeah. Okay, thank God.
We'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
We'll say again.
Yeah.
Man, you ever have this thing where you're making a video game? This may not apply to everybody. But
been a while.
Making a video game and you look at an old version of it and see all the stuff that you were really adamant about changing and spending a lot of time on changing, and you look at the old one and it's like, this was fine.
Oh yeah.
why did I obsess about this so much? This was already okay.
I feel like that's the case for like most work that people classify as the second 90%. Like,
yeah, it's, man.